In crisis, 5 important facts. Increase communication with your loved one's care team. How these HIPAA facts help families coping with a mental health crisis. HIPAA protects the privacy of patients. As a result, conversations between the patient and their doctors can exclude you, the caregiver. Nevertheless, the people who oversee HIPAA know there are times when doctors should talk with families. The agency in charge of HIPAA is the United States Department of Health and Human Services. And if you are interested, Health and Human Services documents about patient privacy are listed in our resources page. However, we wanted to make it easier for you. Therefore, we boiled down the key points into 5 basic facts that are important to know during crises. For simplicity, we use the word doctor a lot. However, you can substitute the term healthcare provider anywhere doctor is used. Fact 1, patient consent to share health information with caregivers. Usually, caregivers must have their loved one's permission before a doctor can talk with them. However, HIPAA does not require consent to be a physical signature. Instead, doctors can talk with families if the patient gives permission any of the following ways. First, signed consent. The patient could sign a release of information form provided by the doctor's office or hospital. Second, verbal consent. When asked, the patient could say it is fine for a doctor to talk with their caregivers. Third, implied consent. A doctor could say that he or she wants to speak to the patient's caregivers. Or, a doctor might talk with the patient while family is in the room. As long as the patient does not object, a doctor could safely assume that it is fine to talk with caregivers. Fact 2. Exceptions, where consent is not needed. 3 circumstances allow doctors to talk with caregivers without the patient's permission. These are called exceptions. First, emergency. The patient is deemed to be in a psychiatric emergency. In that case, the patient is usually in the emergency department or the psychiatric emergency department. Second, incapacitation. The patient is considered not capable of making a decision for themselves. For instance, psychosis, extreme intoxication, drug overdose, or unconsciousness are all conditions that would make this true. Third, threat of harm. The patient poses a threat of harm to themselves or others. Fact 3. Allowed, not required. In the 3 exceptions that we just talked about, doctors are allowed to talk with caregivers. However, they are never required to. Because of that, do everything you can to show the doctor that talking with you will benefit your loved one. Fact 4. One-way information. On the other hand, caregivers can always give a doctor information about their loved ones. Thankfully, nothing in HIPAA says you cannot provide this one-way information. Equally important, there is nothing in HIPAA that says that a doctor cannot listen to a caregiver. Fact 5, confidentiality for the caregiver. A doctor is not supposed to share information received from a caregiver with a patient if 2 conditions are met. First, if the caregiver asks the doctor to keep the communication confidential, and second, the doctor promises not to tell the patient they spoke to the caregiver.